Hello! This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question from Yevgen from Ukraine about the use of I beg to differ and disagreement expressions in American English. Hello, everybody! I would like to know the best disagreeing phrases. How common is the phrase I beg to differ in American English? Best regards, Yevgen from Ukraine. Dear Yevgen, thank you for your question. The expression I beg to differ is not commonly used in American English. This British English expression of disagreement is quite formal and extremely polite. We have several expressions in American English for disagreement. Some are more formal and polite than others. We will take a closer look at a few of those expressions today. You can use these basic statements for disagreeing. Either, I disagree, or I do not agree. However, sometimes these statements are too strong for certain conversations. If we disagree with someone in a formal setting or over a sensitive issue, such as politics or beliefs, we sometimes add the following phrases before our basic messages. I am afraid I disagree. I see your point, but I do not agree. I understand what you are saying, but I disagree. These expressions are used to hedge or soften what we say. They are used like a barrier. Think of a green bush that surrounds a garden or house to help protect the receiver of the message. Hedging expressions let the writer or speaker say what they want to say less directly or politely. When we speak to a close friend or family member, we often use less formal hedge expressions. For example, Speaker A.
What time should we wake up? Our flight leaves at 9:30 in the morning.
Speaker B.
We should wake up at 4 a.m. to arrive at the airport by 6 a.m.
Speaker A.
Well, I don't think so. We will be waiting for a long time.
In this example, Speaker B uses the word well to hedge or soften the sentence, and I don't think so to disagree. This informal expression of disagreement is acceptable since the speakers are close and familiar with each other. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Yevgen. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.